are joined here by our Pro Stock Motorcycle Champion, Ellie Tonglet. He comes off a win at our last race in Charlotte this year, riding an incredible wave of success. Let's just start with that.
Yeah, I mean, this Nitrofish Suzuki's flying, you know, all thanks to Tim. He's tuning it. And I got a great group of guys behind me to get the bike back and running in no time. And without any of them, it wouldn't be possible. And my dad's here just lining me up and doing what he does best, keeping me calm. And GT's back home just a phone call away if we ever need anything.
Tim Kalungian strikes me as a very interesting guy. He's very brainy, very smart, kind of philosophical. How is he as a crew chief amongst other guys that you've worked with?
I've only worked with GT and my dad, so he's a little bit different. He's more of a numbers guy, and he's got a lot more information coming off of the bike than what we had in the past, because my dad's very old school, and his computer actually runs in DOS mode. So our computer stuff is very old, but Tim's got the latest and greatest, and it really shows. He's got a handle on both bikes. They're both flying. To be able to go to the third race of the season and get both of them in the final round is just, it's unbelievable. And unfortunately, something happened with Jerry's bike and he didn't go too far, but this won't be the last time that both bikes are in the finals, and we're going to put on a good show.
Obviously, with their talent mechanically and the riding talent that you both possess, you knew this day would come. Are you both surprised that it happened this fast?
Oh, yeah. We did not think that we were going to win the second race of the season with my bike, just because it was all new stuff and Tim's still learning about it. You know, it's when you have something that new, it's just going to take runs. And we knew we were going to be fast, and we just didn't think it was going to come this soon in the season. And it's great. It's hard to explain.
I kind of hate to bring this up, but I'm sure it's going around the pits. Is anybody talking about weight or anything on Suzuki's?
There is one guy that always cries. And I'm not going to name no names, but he did go out early here, and I know he's going to be crying and calling NHRA tomorrow morning. It's actually a little bit easier this season because we get to fly in and fly out. We don't have to drive the trailer and the bike around, so it's a lot easier on me and my dad. We don't have to leave Wednesday or Tuesday to go to the fall races. We can just travel Thursday and travel Monday. So it's actually a lot easier this season than it was last season. Yeah, we beat one of the Harleys, and whenever you can do that, it's a great accomplishment. They're the two baddest bikes out here. They're the fastest. They got the most championships. So anytime you can beat them, it's a great accomplishment. And to beat Scotty in the semis, I mean, he's riding very well this year. He's on a fast motorcycle. His day will come. I just hope I'm not in the other lane.
Jerry almost seemed like, oh, he had already won. Before the final, it was like, oh, yeah, we took out Harley.
Yeah, he took out Eddie, and I took out Andrew. And the pit area after the semifinals, waiting for the finals, it was a lot of fun. You know, the team already won. It was just which rider was going to win. And to be able to experience that, it's great. You know, I've never raced with a teammate, and to be able to race with Jerry, he's the past champion, and it's phenomenal. Yeah, but years ago. They forgot about me.
Before Jerry got in.
Yeah.
So who's the experienced one there?
I got, Jerry raced years ago, so he's got a lot of runs under his belt. I've been riding a long time, too, so I don't know.
did you have low ET every round today? I know you did the first two rounds.
I don't know.
You must have.
I didn't. I know. I think we did, yes. Yes.
So I assume that clutch problem from the beginning of the season is cured.
I don't know. Got to ask Tim.
All right, I will.
I know you will.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Congratulations.